Thank you, Aaron, and good morning, everyone. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors will have a new look by the end of the year. That's because challenger Estelle Fennell defeated incumbent Cliff Clendenin in the 2nd District Supervisors race, garnering 51% of the vote in a tight contest. Just over 5,400 votes were cast in the 2nd District in what can be considered a mild upset in the closest contest of the primary. In District 1, three candidates ran to replace the retiring Jimmy Smith, and Rex Bone won the race handily, easily outpacing Cheryl Seidner and Annette DiMedina. With just over 6,000 votes cast, Bone won easily with 64%, or just over 3,800 votes, more than double that of second-place finisher Cheryl Seidner. Bone, when asked if he'd do it all again, was emphatic in his answer.
Yes, I would. It's the right thing. It's the right thing. I've got the wherewithal to make a difference. I've got the enough knowledge of people in the community. I've created jobs. I think we can create more jobs. As I've said before, the supervisor doesn't create jobs, but he can sure make the atmosphere a little bit easier.
In the 3rd District, incumbent Mark Lovelace also cruised to an easy victory over challenger Karen Brooks, taking 67% of just over 4,800 ballots cast. In the newly formed 2nd Congressional District, and in a race that featured a crowded field, Jared Huffman, a Democrat, will face Republican Dan Roberts in November. Huffman secured just over 37% of the vote, while Roberts squeaked past Norman Solomon with just over 15% in a race that featured 12 candidates. At the state level, the cigarette tax initiative, Proposition 29, fell, while Proposition 28, which amends the state term limits law, passed with 64% of the vote. In other races, in the race for the Fortuna Elementary School District, the winners in Area F were Don Brown with just over 34% of the vote and Janice Olkin with 31% in a four-person race. In Area R, Marilyn Strail won a close race, getting 36% of the vote, while Daniel Coleman edged out Richard Barsanti by 5 votes with 25.7% of the vote. In the 3rd race, for an at-large seat, Ken Steele won the race with 44% of the vote in a race with just over 2,300 votes cast. And State Assemblyman Wes Chesbro, who won his primary easily yesterday, will be in town today to attend the State Fish and Game Commission meeting at the Red Lion Hotel. The commission is expected to vote on whether or not to accept the final environmental impact report for the Marine Life Protection Act as it affects the North Coast. Chesbro will address the commission and urge them to adopt the unified array proposal put forth by the North Coast Regional Stakeholders Group that respects tribal fishing rights, local fishing areas, and an attempt to further prevent restrictions on fishing off North Coast waters. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 2400 block of Harborview Drive in Humboldt Hill yesterday morning, and agents found an indoor marijuana grow in the garage and seized 130 plants, a pound of processed weed, and confiscated 9 rifles and 2 handguns from the residence of 70-year-old Stephen Wilson. Agents also seized more than $10,000 in cash, and Wilson was arrested on possession, cultivation, and being armed in the commission of a felony. One of the rifles seized was an assault rifle with a high-capacity magazine, and Wilson was booked into county jail. Fortuna police, acting on information from the public, arrested 27-year-old Hydesville resident Benjamin North on grand theft and a probation violation, along with a felony charge of being a felon in possession of a weapon following a burglary on Eel River Drive yesterday. Following tips, officers served a search warrant at North's residence and recovered a stolen Smith & Wesson .22-caliber handgun along with ammunition, a digital camera, and power tools. North turned himself in to officers and was booked into county jail. Sergeant Aaron Starcher of the Fortuna Police Department said in a statement that this is another fine example of the community working with our department in an effort to make Fortuna a safe place to live. And Caltrans announced that 2 highway pavement projects will take place on Route 20 this summer between Willits and Fort Bragg. Drivers can expect one-way traffic controls beginning on June 11th during the daylight hours, and as the work continues, those traffic delays will get longer, up to 30 minutes by July. The roadway being repaved consists of about 16 miles total, beginning 7 miles east of Fort Bragg and stretching to about 6 miles west of Willits. And that's the North Coast News on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.